FDIC in your hometown since 1884.
News Radio KMAN here on In Focus. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we are joined now by Jack Alston, Pottawatomie County Economic Development Executive Director. Good to have you here with us today. Oh,
great to be here.
You've put together quite an interesting perspective here on strengths, weaknesses, and the labor force analysis here for the year 2018. And I know you wanted to share some of that here with us today.
Yeah, this is the second time we've done this analysis. I started in this position in 2014, and we did a whole slew of interviews, 45 interviews with industry in 2014, beginning in 2015, and we wrote a labor and target industry analysis, and just after that, but then that followed up with a strategic plan for Pottawatomie County. But a few things were a little different because we've joined forces with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce and formed the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership. So this time we had 45 interviews, full interviews with HR managers, plant managers, CEOs, et cetera. And we stayed away from like retail and schools because they were pretty consistent. And we focused mostly on manufacturing, processing, construction, and somewhat on the university and office and technology. And it covered, it didn't cover some of Manhattan, but it covered all of Manhattan plus Pottawatomie County. And we assessed the economic development criteria of education and training, infrastructure and services, community services. And the interviews lasted until July of 2018. And we also looked at other issues like taxes and infrastructure and how we fared with the rest of the areas, competing cities and source cities. Source cities is the cities that you attract from. And we compared well in terms of wages and cost of living with source cities, and wages in manufacturing and animal health and office and technology, our wages are a little less, but our cost of living is a little higher than most all of the competing cities and some of the source cities, which would tell you that wages need to be driven up a little bit. The cost of living to come down, which is a little hard to do. But this is not unusual. With a growing economy like it is, a lot of those things are happening. And then we looked real hard at labor availability, and labor availability across the board, you know, there's some difficulties. Skilled labor availability is rated less than average, especially in the areas of attracting skilled welders and maintenance mechanics, which is essential to the economy. The construction industry is feeling the pinch, especially with the higher skills. Some companies are turning down work in both construction and manufacturing. Semi-skilled and unskilled availability is rated average, and there's some dissatisfaction with what's known as soft skills. That's the preparation for a job and how to perform on a job and manners and set, those sorts of things. Skilled office worker is slightly better in terms of availability than blue collar. There's very little differences in between Manhattan and the rest of Pottawatomie County. And the one thing that has helped we see from some employers is we've pushed work keys on the in Pottawatomie County, and all of the students in the last 3 years have taken the work keys assessment, and all students in the state will be taking the work keys assessments this year. And a number of the counselors in the high schools have geared the work keys assessments toward the individual plans of study, which is called IPS, and that essentially assists with career pathways. And that has to do with what the scores are. If the scores are, say, it's out of seven, and the kids get fives or fours, they're not going to become accountants. And so we got to figure out what their best career pathway for them might be. Labor availability has changed quite a bit, or somewhat, from 2014 to 2018. It's getting much tighter. Good for the economy, but sometimes it's tough for some of the companies in the area. And then office and services are better than blue collar, but it's still hard to recruit from the outside. And, you know, we get down to some of the reasoning for this. And labor characteristics, by the way, are really good in the Midwest as compared to California or the East Coast. Because I used to do this work as a site selector and travel all over the country and visit California. And some of the characteristic scorings on a score out of 1 out of 10 might have been 3s and 4s, where here in the greater Manhattan area, they're going to be, you know, 7s and 8s and sometimes 9s. When you get down to areas such as turnover, absenteeism, attitudes, and training and basic skills, they're all going to be high scores. When you get down to communications, there are some issues. In the Midwest, towards a Rust Belt, the scores would be lower in terms of communications because sometimes you have to deal with shop steward because it's a unionized company. Communications in here are much better, but with the change from the baby boomers to the millennials, you see scores begin to dwindle. They're getting down to be sixes and fives instead of sevens and eights. And the reason for that is millennial communication is different than baby boomer communication. What we find is with the millennials, they text that they're not going to be at work today. In the old days, they picked up the phone. So there's differences there. And there's new methods in training and cooperation that are improving in the local economy. There's substantial amount of community services are really good in the region. When we interview the employers, they're very concerned about roads. But I think Pottawatomie County has more unpaved roads than any county in the state. I could be wrong. I probably need to talk to my county commission to find exactly that. And then there's some dissatisfaction with state government. It doesn't get like a 3 or 4, it gets a 6. And the scores in Pottawatomie County versus Manhattan in terms of quality of life and quality of services, they're pretty consistent. I mean, they're not, you know, there isn't major differences between the two. But when we come to housing and the availability of housing and the affordability of housing, whether or not it's owner-occupied or rental-occupied, it's less than average. It's not a good score. And some of the recruiters that you would find in the offices at KSU, they find that as a problem. And we need to continue to build more housing, and we need to continue to build the infrastructure so that the housing exists, so the companies can stay and grow. And that's a continual problem that we have to deal with. The other one that jumps out at recruiters and jumps out at human resource managers is childcare. There is not enough of it, and it's too expensive. And you hear that time and time again. But what childcare is out there, because of all the rules and regulations, is excellent. Now, we just need to continue to concentrate on that as a key objective for the future for workforce development.
You know, I can attest to that myself in moving up here just a little over a month ago, trying to find childcare for a two-parent household, very, very hard to do here in a community of Manhattan size. You'd think it would be a little easier, but it's a lot of the places we were finding very expensive, and just like you said here, the childcare we did find is pretty good.
Yeah.
But
And some of the more critical issues, just observations, is the technical and community colleges, they just need more funding. They need to continue to enhance that pipeline. And K through 12, actually, the counselors do a great job in counseling with the kids and telling what career opportunities are out there, especially when you go to a two-year college and get a skill. But those tech colleges just need more funding. Hopefully the legislature can see that. And they need funding for more specialized skills. We need to also enhance work keys across throughout the state, not just Pottawatomie County, but continue to tell employers about the benefits of it, work with the counselors, make sure the schools have, you know, programs like senior interview days or apprenticeship days, and get to know and tell the kids more about the opportunities that are out there right now. And, you know, we Pottawatomie and Riley County both need more sites for industry, and housing is now a big site selection factor. In other words, I'm dealing with a company right now, just, well, where are they going to live? And I said, well, there's plenty of housing that's available. Are they available in the right price range, et cetera, et cetera? And, you know, sometimes you got to be, the young family's got to be willing to do a fixer-upper or something like that, but to find a home in this area. And, you know, so there's a lot of things that we need to be doing, but, you know, some of the key observations and that we found were, one, it's not hard to recruit someone who's went to Kansas State University to come back to the area, or it's not hard to recruit someone from Kansas to come to the area. It is harder to recruit someone from outside of Kansas to move to the greater Manhattan area. And it's more difficult if you have a trailing spouse that has a key profession, that's skilled, and there isn't a network set up so that person, other than Kansas works, that person can find employment pretty quickly. So when the university is recruiting a high-end administrator, and that administrator has a spouse that has a master's in chemical engineering, there's got to be a place for that person somewhere in the area. Or that move is not going to take place. That's the disadvantage of being in a university in a smaller community than some of the other university communities.
All right. I'm going to pause you right here. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and talk a little bit more with Jack Alston, Pottawatomie County Economic Development Executive Director. We're back after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance